Life Audio.
Hey loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean. But our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Welcome, friends, and thank you so much for being with us today on this Friday Relationship Q&A. Whether you're listening on Friday or maybe this is another day during the week that you're actually listening to this episode, this particular question is so real, so vulnerable, and I'm so grateful that I was asked this question. So in case this is your first episode, this is your first time with us, I want to welcome you to the Rebuilding Us podcast and also let you know that I produce two episodes every week. So on Tuesdays, I release a full podcast, about 35 minutes or so, sometimes a little bit shorter than that, where we dive deep into some sort of marriage topic. We are in the middle of a series about affair-proofing your marriage. And then on Fridays, we come back and I answer a specific marriage and or relationship based question. So if you ever have a question that you want me to answer live on the podcast, you can ask me that question by simply going to rebuildinguspodcast.com/email. And I would love to answer your question live on the podcast. All right, y'all, buckle up because this is a real one. I have someone who is a part of my email community named Charlene, and she has sent this question. I think that many of you, if you've ever gone through infidelity, you might be able to relate to her question. So she says, Dana, I enjoy receiving your emails. You have no idea what a ray of light you bring to me each week just by reading your emails. I am struggling, and she spells out struggling, like dashes and all, okay? Found out my husband has been seeing a woman he works with for over a year. I am devastated. This woman has been in our home. She took my daughter to dance practice. I am so angry. My husband says that it was a one-time thing and no longer works in the same department with her. I'm so mad at him, but also with her. I have her phone number and want to know your thoughts on if I should confront her or, as you often say, let God fight my battles. Charlene. Oh my gosh, my heart, Charlene. First of all, I can understand where you're at. When I was reading your email, it took me back a few years, and I remember sitting in my living room in my little apartment and wondering the same thing. Like, should I confront this other chick? And to be very honest with you, I have confronted a person or two. Okay. I don't know that I would recommend that. And so I'm going to give you what I believe is godly wisdom today. And I'm going to ask that you just submit this advice in prayer and go with what you feel is leading you in a direction of peace. I was talking to somebody earlier this week and I said, you know, oftentimes we ask God for wisdom and then we don't follow the peace that accompanies that wisdom. So if you're asking God for an answer, then wait for his peace. Okay. So a few things that I want to tell you. First of all, Charlene, I know how violating it is not only to be the recipient of your husband's adultery, but also to have this like pseudo friend, this woman that you let into your home, this woman that you probably thought was on the up and up, right? She's just a coworker who works with your husband. You trusted her enough to allow her to take your daughter somewhere, to allow her to have that level of influence over your child. So I know how violating that must feel. And I just want to say to you that I acknowledge that you have been violated, okay? And because of that, yes, you are angry. You're supposed to be. I'm so irritated with so many Christians who think that anger is a sin. The Bible doesn't say that anger is a sin. The Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. So the angry feelings that you have, hello, yeah, girl, I get it. Okay. So it's violating. I'm sure that you feel disrespected. Again, like I let this woman in and she was actually behind my back doing stuff with my husband and laughing behind my face, basically. So I understand the level of disrespect that you might be feeling right now. And the truth is that anger wants to be avenged. When we're angry, we're not satisfied with just saying, okay, I'm angry and I need to get over it. No, no, no. Like most of us, we want revenge. We want that anger to be avenged because there has been an injustice. And when we see that there's been an injustice, most of us want to fix that injustice ourselves. However, I'm just going to submit a few thoughts to you. First and foremost, this woman has no commitment to you. I know that that might be hard to hear, but your husband is the one who broke covenant, not her. Now, does that make her an innocent party? No, but she did not stand before a wedding officiant, pastor, priest, friends and family and commit her undying love to you. She has no covenant with you. Your husband does. So the responsibility is his to bear. Okay. Another thing that I want to tell you is that if you're looking for answers, right? So you're asking, should I confront her? My question would be, what would be the purpose of confronting her? Like, what are you actually looking to gain from that conversation? If you're just simply looking to tell her off and to tell her how angry you are, she probably already knows that. If she has any sort of sanity, she probably understands that. She might even feel guilty. I don't obviously know her, so I have no idea her mental state, but you have to ask yourself, what would I be hoping to gain from this conversation? If you're trying to gain truth, you're probably not going to get it. Most women or other people, right? Doesn't have to be an other woman. It could be an other man, right? If the situation was reversed. But most of the time, that other person has been trained by the unfaithful spouse to lie. So it's almost like, okay, this is my wife calls you. This is what you need to say. So I don't even know that she would be honest. And on the flip side, not only might she not be dishonest, but she also might exaggerate what really happened. So let's say that it was a one-time thing, as your husband is saying, right? She might, God, I don't know, right? If she's got ulterior motives, if she wants to be with your husband, she might drum it up to be something more than what it was. So my point is that if you're looking to get truth from her, you're probably not going to find it. I would not go into this conversation thinking that she's going to give you some truthful information here. So ask yourself, what would be the purpose of me actually confronting her? And then, Charlene, I think it's important that you don't give this woman any more mental space in your life. She has already violated your marriage. Don't allow her to violate your mind. You do not have to continue to meditate on her, on what was she thinking? How could she do this? I can't believe this. Like, yeah, initially those thoughts are going to go through your mind, but for you to continue to meditate on those thoughts and for you to continue to give her that much access into your mental state is not healthy, nor is she worth it. And then finally, I'm going to tell you, yeah, I do believe that you need to let God fight your battles. You know, the Bible says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers in the darkness. Now, that sounds so sci-fi, right? Like, oh my gosh, like there's like ghosts and goblins and stuff out there. But really what that means is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against people. People are not our enemy, even when they act like enemies. But we wrestle against those deeper spiritual forces, depression, feelings of unworthiness. We wrestle against sin and shame. Those are the things that your battle is actually against. It isn't her. And truth be told, she's probably a broken woman anyway. Any woman who could subject herself to somebody else's marriage and actually come inside your home pretending to be a friend, sister, is broken. Okay. So I'm not telling you that she's innocent and I'm not telling you just don't worry about it. No, 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 no. She's going to get what she has coming to her. Okay. But I do not believe that you confronting her is going to be healthy for you, for her, for your marriage, or for your future. So I think that you need some healing, Charlene, and I would love to walk with you through that. You know where to find me. You know how to reach out for help in that area. But for anyone else that might be listening who's going through a similar question or similar situation, I pray that this answer, thank you so much, Charlene, first of all, for asking such a vulnerable question. And I pray that this answer is able to help you all to stop the cycle of dysfunction. It happened. We can't go back and change what happened, but we can start today to make a new pathway forward. And that does not include bringing this other person along and giving them this much access into your future. So there are my thoughts. Again, I encourage you to submit those thoughts before the Lord, seek his wisdom, and I will be praying for you for sure, because this is a very devastating situation to be in. So thank you guys so much for listening. Again, Charlene, thank you so much for asking this question. If you all have a question that you want me to answer live on the podcast, again, you can go to rebuildinguspodcast.com/email and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that that way you can get notified every single time we release a new episode. I will see you all on Tuesday. Come back. We are just getting started in this Affair Proofing Your Marriage series. You don't want to miss it. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.